Now, we're going to talk about the next song, which we're going to play, and then we're going to come back and just talk about a few more gigs that you've got coming up as well. Now, this is a track called It's Only Love. How long ago have you written this? This is one of your newer tracks. How long is it? Yesterday? Is it yesterday?
I finished doing it. I hurried a mix together because I wanted you to be able to play it on the show, and I wanted to just get people's opinions. So if even if you hate it, give us a text, tweet something, tell us, let us know what you think. I wrote it... not in the microphone. I wrote it, I don't know, what, a month ago? About that? Yeah. About a month ago? Mm. And something like, it's one of those songs where you play it somewhere and people sing along. And try and, you know, I mean, they not just sing along to the chorus, they'll burst into song for the verse, and they've never heard it before. So they'll go off going, what are the words? What are the words? Going to know this one? And you think to yourself, no, you don't. I wrote it a month ago. But, exposing, you know, in all the tunes, when you get a popular tune, you're always trying to pull something out that's familiar with people. Mm. So, I finished this last 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
And when is she going to like it? I don't know. And it's not finished. It's finished. It's sort of finished. It's half finished. I don't know. You know how we are with these things. But I don't care. You're going to play it anyway.
I am. It's a tremendous, really good, and you join in straight away.
Yeah, I was just looking at the lyrics.
You won't
get that out of you.
No.
Sorry, yeah. I sit here going, I need to put that up, and I've got to lay that on there, and sit here making changes in me. But thank you very much. No, I enjoyed playing it. It's one of those ones that's really good fun to play.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song, and I can imagine if you're at a festival or outside, people would be you got your hand in the air and you're singing along. That's
glow sticks these days aren't allowed. Lighters could be helping safety picking.
Is that true?
No, I'm making it up.
I don't like the sound of that. Hold up your glow stick.
I hold up your glow stick, love.
Now, forthcoming gigs, what else is coming up for you?
Playing with an artist who is going on to play WOMAD. Catching them on the support to WOMAD.
Yep.
So basically, a lot of the big names of acts that go on to play certain festivals will play smaller London shows.
Right.
And I do a lot of the support for those kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing with Acholi Mayhoun from the Sudan, basically. Mm-hmm. One of the newest African countries, as far as I understand. And it's going to be it's one of those world gigs, but we've got a load of great acts playing there who are a real mixed bag. So we're hoping to make sure that we encourage and keep the whole audience that are going to be there really, really focused on what's going on and enjoy, make it an enjoyable night.
Mm.
I don't even remember. We're at the Boogaloo, aren't we? It's the Boogaloo is the venue. So if you want to come along, then please just Google search that and you'll find us on there. It's on the... I don't have a date for it. Where is it? It's next Thursday. Yeah, you've got to understand that I've got like 10 diaries for right. various different areas of my life, so they all kind of get confusing. But yes, so it's next Thursday, which will be the 23rd, I believe. There we are. Is that good?
Just nod at Martin there. He's like nodding
in the corner. Right, cool. So that's when it's going to be on. So please come down and catch us. It's a fantastic venue. And like I say, you've got a great mixed bag there. There's some funky, folky stuff going on. There's an acoustic act who's very much folk orientated, great lyricist. I'm going to be playing and looping up my show. And then, of course, we've got the wonderful Julie Mahon and the Rebel Guys doing their thing, which is going to be immense. It's just an indulgence for the years. It's like being stuck in Le Chocolat. It's the Le Chocolat of music. So come along and enjoy.
Now, don't forget, if you want to catch Paolo and you're coming to the Brentwood Festival over the weekend, he is playing on the Stage 2 on Saturday. It'll be about 4:45. The set's about 45, 50 minutes, is it?
It's 35 minutes.
We'll just stay on longer.
Yeah, we'll blag it. So as far as we're concerned, we're playing for 2 hours.
Yeah, sorry. If you're listening out there, I think it's all the guys down at the White Horse have always organised it. We'll just be on the stage. Yeah. He'll come off when he wants to walk off
the stage.
And
if you're down at the White Horse right now, listening, what the hell are you doing? Get to work. Stop drinking.
Yes,
get to work. Organise the festival, for God's sake.
That's where it started, didn't it? It started as
drinking buddies.
And now it's come to here. Well, and it's the lineup. Have you seen the lineup for this year?
You're looking forward to it, huh? We're going to try and blag it onto every stage that we can.
Yeah.
So
who's that behind Jocelyn Brown? She's not meant to be on stage. Get off.
Yeah. Just show at the background.
Just like dancing, yeah.
Hoolering.
Get off. Yeah. Well, I could do this as Sister Sledge, you see. I could do a little bit of the vocal for that. I could be the extra sister.
We could just serious up and sort of shuffle on stage next to Human League. I hope no one notices. You know what I mean, just all we can do is look miserable.
Yeah.
We'll just wander on stage, stand and look miserable. With a triangle, I mean, if mine can go on with his triangle, that's a prime opportunity for you, mate.
I don't like the sound of that. There we go, Martin. So if you do,
I actually to get up on stage last weekend.
All right,
I had to go to the toilet. So one of the wonderful things about looping up a show is mid-song, I was like, right, and everyone's getting into it. I said, okay, and I actually said, just make sure nobody gets up and starts jumping around like a prat.
Yeah,
I came back, and Martin, who I had asked not to make sure nobody got up and jumped around like a prat, was up jumping around like a prat, singing along.
So this is the point. You see, you are actually a manager. You're not one of these managers that secretly wants to be a musician.
I suppose you could say, yeah, it is one of those managers who secretly wants to be a musician. Yeah. Definitely.
Paolo, he's got his own. And Martin.
Anyway,
we started off as we need to go on. If you do want to find out more, go to allthews.palomareno.com. You can find loads of it. It's a fantastic website. You can pick up The Mighty Small there as well, which is a fantastic album. You'll have it in your car, you'll play it, you'll drive everywhere, and you'll be like, this is superb music. It really needs for people to buy copies of the album and get out there, because it's just on the cusp of sort of just beginning that sort of kind of snowball effect, and it's this is why it's great to have a local radio station. We can promote local music.
Massively important to us. We really appreciate it. Yeah, help us build snowballs.
Yeah. what is it outside? 22 degrees.